This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also, as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. At our Facebook page, we have links to African language Bibles that you can read online for free. This is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Today our program is the second in a series of 3 broadcasts about the New Testament book of James. James follows the book of Hebrews in order and is just previous to the book of 1 Peter. James is the 20th book of the New Testament. I tell you all this in case you are new to Bible reading and you want to find the book of James to follow along. James is a very practical book with a lot of points of application to daily life. Topics include praying for the sick, wealth, justice, faith, and its relationship to action, self-control, especially of what we say, control of our anger, and other practical matters. Some commentators view James as a sharp contrast to Romans. I believe all of Scripture is needed to get a proper blend and perspective of God and what He expects from us. All right, here now is the text of James chapter 2. My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, "You can stand over there," or else sit on the floor. Well, does not this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Has not God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Are not they the ones who will inherit the kingdom He promised to those who love Him? But you dishonor the poor. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? And are not they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear? Yes, indeed, it is good when you obey the royal laws found in the Scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you favor some people over others, you are committing a sin. You are guilty of breaking the law. For the person who keeps all the laws except one is as guilty as a person who has broken all the laws of God. For the same God who said you must not commit adultery also said you must not murder. So if you murder someone but do not commit adultery, you have still broken the law. So whatever you say or whatever you do, remember that you will be judged by the law that sets you free. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others, but if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but do not show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, "Goodbye, have a good day, stay warm, and eat well," but then you do not give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself is not enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you do not have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. If you say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God, good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish! Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab, the prostitute, is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. All right, that is James chapter 2. So from this we see that we are not to maintain social barriers or rankings, especially when the purpose is to demean one class of people while elevating another class. We should not do this in society at large, and we certainly should never do this within the Christian church. We all stand before God equally guilty of sin, no matter if in the end we committed one sin or a million sins. Quantity or type of sin does not matter to God. I once heard this saying, "The ground is level at the foot of the cross." This means that if we were all standing at the base of the cross on which Jesus Christ was crucified, all our sins are equally bad before Christ, the Holy One of God. Now, a good portion of this chapter, James chapter 2, concerns our justification before God, how we get to be made right and okay before God, who is completely holy and righteous. We are made right by faith. Still, following this eternal spiritual transaction between us and God, it is natural and normal for us to want to perform good deeds, since we are transformed spiritually and want to now serve God. Because we are now born again following faith and repentance in Christ, we will do good deeds, not to obtain salvation, but as a natural outgrowth of the new birth and the new life living in us. Here are some helpful verses about this. In Ephesians 2:8-10, we read this, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is not from works, so that no one can boast. For we are his workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works, that God prepared beforehand, so we may do them." And 2 Corinthians 5:17 informs us, "If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Look, all things have become new." Romans 12:1-2 gives us this command, "I urge you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service of worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, says, "Since your souls have been purified by obedience to the truth through the Spirit unto a genuine brotherly love, love one another deeply with a pure heart." Here is a key point to always remember. Good works are not the cause of salvation, but good works are the result of it. Let me state that again because it is so important. Good works are not the cause of salvation, but they are the result of it. All that James wrote in this chapter was directed to people who are already born-again believers in Jesus Christ, saved people who know they are going to heaven. Are you one of them? Was there ever a time when you committed your heart and your life to the leadership and control of Jesus Christ, repenting of your sin and confessing Him as Lord and Master of your life? It is a choice between eternal suffering in hell or eternal joy, happiness, and peace in heaven with Jesus and every believer in Jesus that has ever lived. You are in control of your eternal destiny. God has left this choice up to you. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. We also have links to African language Bibles that are at our Facebook page. Now you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down right then. We do enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And that is gospeltoafrica.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Romans chapter 12, verses 15 through 19. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly, do not be conceited, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Consider what is good before all people. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all people. Do not avenge yourselves, dear friends, but give place to God's wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord.